worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. This is our July 4th special, 2016. We're bringing you the latest world news and health research. We're so glad you're with us today. And how are you doing today, Dad, on this very warm Florida July 4th Independence holiday?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I tell you what, and guys, this isn't tape. This is live. Health Masters was open today. You guys, you know, blessed us with the sales that we had this weekend. And we, by the way, the sale's still going on until tomorrow evening. So it's basically, what's the coupon code, Oz?
Freedom 5, all one word with the number 5, FREEDOM and the number 5.
I like that, Freedom 5. I like that. Forgive me for not knowing what my own coupon code was, but didn't know what it was. Freedom 5, 5% off, everything across the board, no minimum, no maximum, at healthmasters.com all the way through tomorrow evening. So, guys, stay tuned. You know, keep listening to us. You get all these little discounts. You know, that's how we do it. So, anyhow, Austin, I went to the movie Tarzan on Friday, which the globalists and the feminists were so angry about, and how they said it was so bad. And I can honestly say to you guys, it was one of the best movies I've seen this year. I mean, one of the best movies I've seen this year. Samuel Jackson's in it again. I think he's in every movie that has ever come out since the beginning of time, at least in the last 10 years. Did a great job on it again. A couple of crude spots in it because of Samuel Jackson. That's just Samuel. Scenery was breathtaking. Special effects were breathtaking. Plot had a good twist on it for a Tarzan movie. And yes, they had Jane, but she was not some little girly girl. She was a real, she's great. She was super good looking, super smart, super good actor. You know, just a fighter, a scrapper. I mean, the movie was excellent. In fact, I'm going to buy it on DVD. It's one of those movies I would not even mind watching twice at the theater. And that's a very few, very rare category. I did that with Risen, the Jesus movie about being crucified earlier this year. I did it with Top Gun, and I did it with Gladiator. And those are about the only ones I've ever gone to see twice. So when I tell you that I wouldn't mind seeing Tarzan twice, it's that good of a movie. So don't believe the feminists, don't believe the globalists, don't believe the guys who want a limp-wristed Tarzan who can't yell and who basically can't do anything. It was really a cool movie, great special effects. Awesome. Hope you get a chance to go see that before it leaves the theaters. But it was amazing.
Good. I definitely may go see it if I get a chance to get out and go do something. I may go watch it.
Okay, well, here's the first movie review of the day. First thing we want to do today, I want to talk about Merkel. Merkel is having a conniption fit. She doesn't know what to do. Germany, the far right Germany, because Merkel's going to be zipped out of there. She won't be making it to the next big election. But the far right in Germany is now calling for a referendum because the German people are saying that they're slaves to the EU and they want out, because Germany is being constantly forced to sign on into hundreds of billions of dollars into bills for these countries that aren't doing what they need to do. And the German people are actually being forced to pay these. Remember, Merkel was raised in communist East Germany. Merkel has intentionally done everything she can to destroy Germany with this immigrant invasion that she's done. So for Germany to want to get out of the EU, let's see if it ever gets to be a vote. But I think that would be absolutely wonderful if that were to happen, and Germany could bring back their Deutsche Mark, and of course it would be a massive, massive currency. It'd be strong, especially if they backed it in gold, because Germany's so low on debt right now. So it's amazing. Oh, by the way, a lot of you, and we talked about this last week, and for you guys who heard the show again last night, that was a tape from last Monday, in which I actually really encourage Christians to sign up and get registered to vote. Please, guys, you only got like at the end of this month, and you have to be registered. Please sign up. The Democrats are signing people up by the drove, and now that the Democrats are no longer requiring voter IDs in most precincts, these guys can go in and vote over and over again. I mean, it's ridiculous, which is what they did in the last election. So we really need to get enough people signed up to vote. But one of the things that I wanted to share with you, I have constantly, you know, voted Libertarian. I mean, for the last 15, 20 years. I had enough of all these whack bags, okay? This time I'm not going to do that. We talked about it last night on the show if you listened. Gary Johnson, who is the Libertarian candidate this year, is now coming out and he's calling Donald Trump a racist. And Gary Johnson said that he would sign the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He is out there actually routinely smearing Donald Trump now. Unbelievable. Guys, listen to me. If you're a libertarian like I am, this is not the guy. And the fact that he's actually hammering Trump and taking cheap shots at Trump, saying that Trump's a racist because of what he said about the Mexican judge, this Hispanic judge. Oh, come on, guys. Get a break. Get a grip. I mean, it's ridiculous that this guy's doing this. So he's one of those guys I highly suggest that you do not vote for. Well, now you have back down to two choices again that apparently, unless you want to do a write-in candidate. And if you want to do a write-in candidate, write yourself in. At least you know what you're going to do. You would vote for. But 20 more girls have been molested now in Sweden. Another one of those. So let's see how many girls we can molest at a Swedish rock concert by the rape epidemic as it continues to sweep across Europe. Have you got this article, Oz?
Yes, I saw it earlier right before I went on the show again. It's nonstop over there, man. It's horrible.
Yeah, over 20 girls between the ages of 12 and 18 years old have told police they were 12 years old. They were sexually assaulted by a group of men during a music festival in Sweden. Police are investigating a score of cases in which young girls have been molested. In fact, it is said the alleged attacks occurred during the Poot I Park Rock Festival, despite enhanced police presence. The women told the police they were kissed against their will. Wow. By a group of young men who groped their breasts and buttocks. 12-year-old. The attacks reportedly took place in front of an overcrowded stage during the artist performances. It's awfully crowded in there. According to Per R. Erickson, between 7 and 8 young men approached the women. Two assailants aged 16 and 17 were later identified by the girls and were immediately arrested by police. Sweden wants out of the EU, also the people there, by the way, because they're being forced to take all these immigrants. Migrants have been increasingly blamed for sexual crimes in Sweden, where migrant sex gangs have allegedly attacked girls from 12 to 17 over and over in the last two summers in Stockholm. Similar attacks have happened elsewhere in Europe. Europe is facing its worst refugee crisis since World War II. Swedish police revealed on Friday they will offer young women wristbands. Now listen to this. This is crazy. Listen to this. I can't even believe this is an option. This blew my mind. Swedish police revealed on Friday they will offer young women wristbands with the slogan "Police Avaspart," which means "Police cordon, don't grope," printed on them in Swedish. So number one, they're assuming these Muslims understand Swedish, and it says "don't grope" on the wristbands. Now this is unbelievable. By wearing these wristbands, young women will be able to make a stand. Why can't they make a stand anyhow? No one should have to accept sexual molestation. I'm sure this wristband is going to make a difference. So the "do not grope" wristband, and if you're groped, report it to the police, said this will stop these gropes. You know, I don't know if they're smoking crack over there, these leaders, or if they really believe this. So you think a Muslim boy who can't even read Swedish, who just came over from some godforsaken country in the Middle East, who is unbelievably high in his libido and testosterone, and he sees these girls at a concert, and they're wearing a wristband that says "do not grope," do you really think he's going to do... Austin, you know, I've heard some stupid stuff in my life, but this is one of those stupid things that doesn't make any sense. And sometimes stupid stuff makes sense, you know, in some stupid way, but this doesn't even make any sense. What do you think about that, bud?
Well, I know what helps prevent groping is bear mace. That usually does a pretty good effective job at preventing that. So that's what I would start recommending to these girls, or the tasers, the small handheld tasers. Those are usually very easy to operate. You know, I mean, those make a real big standoff when somebody wants to grab you and you grab them back with a taser. I don't know if that's a joke. I mean, it must be a joke. I think it's a spoof as far as with the wristbands. I can't imagine that anybody in legislation or law enforcement would even think that would have any type of effect on sexual molestation as making somebody wear a wristband. That doesn't even,
What they need to do, they need to get those handheld tasers and just, the boy decides to do that, just, you know, stick it between his legs and turn it on for a second. It'll get their attention, I mean, quicker than you ever imagined. I guarantee you the groping will stop instantaneously. Here's another story. It's Obama administration avoids the questions now why the intel is being purged that is offensive to Muslims. A Homeland Security employee testified that an unconstitutional agency purged records related to Islamic terrorism and their networks in the United States. Just 2 days later, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, you know, the guy who thought it was his job to give a voice to the plight of the Muslims, claimed that he had no idea about such claims. WND reports on a confrontation between Senator Ted Cruz and Jay Johnson in a hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. I mean, this is just crazy. They're taking this stuff out that says the Muslims are doing all of this, and they're just deleting it and saying it didn't happen. I mean, don't they understand, Austin, that this whole thing isn't okay? I mean, this is not okay. This is the whole thing is just not okay. I mean, I cannot believe that these guys think they can just change the news and change the facts to pretend like these guys aren't doing anything. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've seen this repeatedly over and over and over again. They follow no laws. They follow no guidelines. They don't have to do anything. They do literally anything and everything they want to do with complete disregard for the Constitution. We've seen that with this administration. And it's almost been a slap in the face to the American public on purpose, I think, because they're kind of showing us the globalists and everybody involved in it is basically they don't care. They simply don't even try to follow anything anymore. You know, back with, you know, Reagan and stuff like that, you know, they tried to do stuff legally through legislation, through Congress and stuff like that. Now it doesn't matter. And then we get back to the fact that we have Hillary, who's a known criminal, who's been involved in so many scandals that'll blow your mind, and she's running for the president of the United States. That's what I talked about on that show, you know, I think about a week and a half ago, is that they're doing this now blatantly in front of our face, rubbing our noses in it, basically trying to prove a point that they're going to do anything and everything they want to do to completely overthrow and trash the United States of America that we know, and that includes burning the Constitution at some point in time. That's why everybody has to be so vigilant right now and trying to maintain this order that we have in the United States and get Trump in office, and also, too, to stand up for our rights and not put up with a lot of this garbage that we're seeing now.
Well, no, it's true. The whole thing is just absolutely nuts. I mean, you've got to realize that, you know, the Constitution's it'd been around for a long time, but, you know, even George W., he was the first person that really, really, really attacked the Constitution. And it's sad. I mean, it really is sad. I mean, he had no reason to do that except for to bring in globalism, to bring in a one-world order. But, of course, it was his granddaddy who tried to stage a hostile coup in the United States using Smedley Butler to take over the U.S. in 1933 and bring in a Nazi regime, a fascist regime, into the United States. So I guess this is maybe some part of that all that same plan. I don't know, Oz. I mean, but it's a giant, giant mess that this unbridled immigration of these Muslims are coming in still completely unchecked. And again, it's our Muslim president who's allowing a lot of this to go on. And of course, he's doing the will of his puppeteer. You know, all Obama is a sock puppet for Satan and Lucifer's group. Anyhow, that's all he is. I mean, that's all he is. I mean, so the whole thing's crazy. Diesel VW owners could get $10,000 after settlement, sources say. Volkswagen is apparently going to be giving out billions and billions of dollars and paying guys like $10,000 a pop on their cars because the cars' values have dropped to basically nothing. A lot of dealerships don't even take Volkswagen diesels or Audi diesels in trade anymore. They don't want them on the lot. They figure out what they're going to be getting at the auction, and they offer some ridiculously low price. And sadly, these cars are good cars. Some of these cars are getting 40, 50 miles per gallon. There's nothing wrong with these cars. And according to Jim Willey, who we're trying to get on the show, he basically said that Volkswagen had developed a technology using the manifold heat from the header system coming off the car to convert water into steam to pressurize the systems and to get 150 miles per gallon. And they were told they couldn't have it. They did it. They were going to do it anyhow. And suddenly these ridiculous charges come up against these guys. And they pretty much, remember, Volkswagen is the largest car company in Europe. Always remember that. It owns Audi. It owns Porsche. It owns Lamborghini. It owns Bentley. This is a big, big company. And I guess the Rothschild boys, that always goes back to those guys, doesn't it? Apparently, they wanted to use their banks to buy up a bunch of the stock while it was down and probably do some type of hostile takeover to try to take over the assets again. That seems to be what they always do anyhow. What do you think, Oz?
Well, I think you were the one that's telling me, didn't they get fined? It was like $2 billion or something insane like that.
Oh, it's more than that. The VW Group was rumored to have offered a settlement of $10.2 billion with $1,000 to $7,000 being to total about $15 billion. I mean, it's just the German automaker will also have to pay $2.7 billion in fines to the EPA.
Yeah.
It's like
the largest vehicle manufacturer fine of all time in history of vehicle manufacturing. It was clearly targeting. It was clear targeting. There's no question about it that they targeted Volkswagen for this. Okay, they may have done something with their emissions. They may have bypassed something with these stupid diesel laws we have now with the EPA that caused them to lose 20 to 30% of their fuel mileage but burn 5% cleaner air through the exhaust. It's asinine. But so you fine them, you make them do a recall, you make them fix it, they pay a couple $1 million fine, and they go on with it. And that's what these vehicle manufacturers have done throughout history when the EPA fines them or anyone else fines them. But you're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars in fines. And what's so crazy is nobody died. Where's the victim? Who was hurt? Where's the injured party in this situation? It's no place to be found. The only thing the EPA can say is dear Mother Earth was hurt from a little bit of pollution that Volkswagen basically sidestepped, which is complete and total nonsense. We see these pharmaceutical companies producing these unbelievably toxic chemicals that are killing people by the thousands. Thousands of people die. Gardasil has killed and maimed and seriously injured tens of thousands of girls throughout the entire country, and it's still being produced, and it's still being injected in these girls. They come out with crazy stuff that ends up blowing your liver and blowing your kidneys out. They finally get caught for it, and they'll pay, what, $5, $10 million fine, have to pull the product off the market, rename it under a different brand, change an ingredient on it, and it's back on the market again. You're kidding me? And Volkswagen does a slight emission, sidestep that does basically good for the environment and for the entire economy because it gets much better fuel mileage, yet it produces a slightly bit of pollution more. It's nonsense. And they're fined billions and billions and billions of dollars. This is clear targeting. You can see exactly something else was going on, like you just said, Dad, is they've developed something that the globalists did not want released. You got to understand, guys, we have the technology to have vehicles, even if they're running off fossil fuel, to use battery, fossil fuel with electricity, all this stuff in a conjunction, and get hundreds of miles per gallon on these vehicles. They already have the technology. They've produced it, they've used it, they've tested it. Every single time it comes out, it either gets shut down or it gets bought up and then it's scrapped as soon as it's done. They want everybody being dependent on 10, 15, 20 mile per gallon vehicles and thinking it's normal, so they keep the petroleum industrial complex moving along so we can keep invading countries to get more oil, put in more central banks, and take everything over. But when I heard about that with Volkswagen, it just really, really irritated me seeing those boys find billions of dollars for a stupid emission. Like I said, where's the injured party? Who got hurt? Who died? Did an ABS light go off and kill tens of thousands of people? No. Simply emissions check is all it was. It's complete and total nonsense.
The engines ran clean. They ran clean after they warmed up. Computer thing, what it did, it let it cheat. If somebody had a cold engine and they turned it on and they hooked an exhaust gas tester to the exhaust pipe, only when it's cold. Now, once it warmed up, it was fine. But you're right, Austin. I mean, diesel engines used to get such incredible fuel mileage. I've had diesels back in the 16 years ago at Ford's when they used to make that really good 7.3. I remember I had one of those things. We put a chip on it, a super chip on it. That thing would get 28 to 30 miles per gallon. It's the one I sold to our friends down here in Austin.
It was a 1,000-pound truck pulling a trailer getting 20-plus miles per gallon.
Yeah, and without a trailer, you get 30 miles per gallon, and it ran like a top, and it burned hardly any fuel. What they don't understand is this. Now, think through this for a second. Everybody with me. You take a car or a truck that's getting 30 miles per gallon, you put pollution controls on it so it doesn't pollute, and you make it get 15 miles per gallon. So now you're burning twice as much fuel to make it a little bit cleaner. Twice as much fuel. Well, how much pollution goes in the processing of twice as much fuel? It doesn't make any sense. Nobody sat through on this thing and actually analyzed it and said, hey, wait a minute, what are the real numbers here? What's our net savings going to be in fuel? I mean, we're going to cut all the, and plus all the engine repairs, the EGR valves are going out, the injectors are going out, the turbos are going out. Now, I had a 2008 Ford. They did a retrofit DPF system on it, and you could take that thing and rev it up, and it'd blow a 3-foot flame out of the tailpipe. Are you kidding me? Well, who in the world makes stuff like that? Well, that's our EPA. And that engine got, when it went into regen, would get 7, 8, 10 miles per gallon. I mean, instead of 30, now it's getting 7 or 8. Now, are you joking? No, I'm not joking. It really did that. I kept that engine for less than a year, and I traded off the truck and went with a Duramax because it was getting twice the fuel mileage. And so, guys, listen to me. This whole thing with the EPA is a giant walking, talking scam. It goes back to carbon taxes again. It's ridiculous. Oh, here's an article by Alan West. I like Alan West. He was in that liberal area of Florida down there, and he didn't get reelected to the Congress. He should have been reelected. He wrote, mutiny. Military leaders are finally taking a stand against Obama. Something is happening when the civilian officials in the Obama administration openly conflict with the White House talking points on the fight against Islamic Jihad. But you know something is happening when uninformed members of the military finally stand up and openly criticize the state of our force of readiness and lack of strategy. As reported by the Washington Times, rifts have emerged between U.S. military leaders and the Obama White House on Washington's future role in Libya, with the generals questioning the White House's argument that the recent success against the Islamic State shows Libya can go it alone in the fight against terrorism. Marine Corps General Thomas Weithauser, the White House's pick to lead the U.S. Africa Command, called for increased American military action in Libya to ensure the Islamic State. And this goes on and on and on. So now the military is now fighting with the government as far as the commander-in-chief. Oh, that's the gay Kenyan in the White House. That's right. And so I guess it's time for another military purge. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all, especially with, you see how much they're trying to do with restricting everything with that, and now we see with the gun laws. I saw this article earlier, the California lawmakers now are trying to push basically another package of gun control bills out in California. Every time something happens, those boys out there never take a second to try and wait until they push more legislation through. And the thing about California that I always tell people is, I said, they got their own little state out there. They like to restrict the heck out of everybody with everything, and that's why it is what it is out there. But the thing is, California is a beta test. It's a giant beta test to see what they can do. The article here from LA Times, California lawmakers on Thursday sent Governor Jerry Brown a sweeping package of gun control bills, including a ban on the sale of all semi-automatic rifles with detachable mags, background checks for those buying ammo, and new home restrictions on homemade firearms. They say they like to use stuff like the term homemade firearms and ghost guns and big scary words to try and scare people into thinking there's, you know, something crazy going on. What they're referring to there is they're referring to either 80% lowers that you can finish milling out yourself, AR-15 lowers, or the 3D printable AR-15 lowers that you can make that don't have serial numbers on them. So they've completely trying to ban those. They're trying to ban all semi-autos with attachable mags. They're trying to do background checks. Here's a list right here. Ammunition sales, they want to require an ID and background check to purchase any ammunition and create a state database of ammunition owners. Any type of magazine, obviously, is going to be banned. They want to have a limit on gun loaning, a new restriction on gun loaning without background checks. They want to do false gun reporting, long gun limits. You can only buy one rifle or shotgun can be purchased once a month. They want to do gun restraining orders, bans a person subject to a gun violence restraining order from having any firearms or ammunition while the order's in effect. That's not a regular restraining order, guys. This is what we talked about a couple months ago, what they were doing, is if somebody irritates you, say your neighbor, you know, cuts his hedges and you see his house too much and it irritates you, you call the cops and say, my neighbor's making me mad. He's making aggravated threats towards me. I don't feel comfortable. I know he has a gun in his house. I need the cops to come out and talk to him and make sure he doesn't kill me. They immediately go to the police department. They file a gun restraining order. They seize all of his weapons on the spot without any type of crime being committed. And then he has to go back to the judge within 30 days and prove he doesn't have any intent to do some type of deadly harm with his firearms. That's what they're talking about with gun violence restraining orders. It's complete and total runaround of the Second Amendment. And this is what California does. This is what they've been trying to do. And the whole thing about it is, like I said before, it's a beta test. These are the laws they want to get implemented in California so they can slowly start implementing them federally all across the board. Clinton has been adamant about that, that she has supported any and all California gun laws, and that she wants to completely ramp them up and push them at a federal level. So this is just something I wanted to address here, because these guys are not going to stop with the gun restriction at all. That's why everybody has to stand your ground with the Second Amendment, because it is the last, essentially it is the last stance of any type of government tyranny or any type of invasion from another country. Everybody has to be in support of it. I don't care what your stance is. You have to make sure you don't support or vote for any of these gun laws to go through, and definitely don't support for any of these legislators that are voting for it. You find out when they come up for re-election, if they're anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, do not vote them back in. I don't care what you agree with on other stuff with them. That is one of the biggest factors I always look at when voting for any type of representative, is what is their history been on gun voting, period. That is one of the biggest aspects you have to look at.
Absolutely right. In addition to that, the other one is the Monsanto Dark Act labeling laws that they're trying to prevent us from knowing what we're eating. If they're voting for that crap to keep us from knowing what's in our food, absolutely no way put them back in office. Now, as far as state rights, let's go back to the California. I could give a rat's bottom what California does. I don't care. I really don't care. And here's why. I don't care what they do. It's a state's right issue as far as guns. The thing about it is Austin's right. They're beta testing this, and they're trying to see how the California folks are going to react, how the country's going to react to these laws to push them through at a federal level. Now, if you live in a state like, you know, Maine or Vermont or New England or New York or whatever that has got these ridiculous gun laws, my suggestion to you is to move, period. Just leave. Let them take, no longer give them the revenue stream from your property taxes and your sales taxes. Just leave the state. Go somewhere else. Go to a state that's got, you know, really good gun laws. That's my suggestion, number one. But number two, it's a state's right issue. It's like everything else. Abortion should have always been a state's right issue. If you want to be in a country, a state that wants to kill children, just move out of the state. If you want to live in that mess, live in that mess. You can't legislate morality. The problem is, again, the beta testing. Let's see what happens and how many people we can get involved in this. Right now, because of what happened with Brexit, the globalists are really ramping up the election fraud that we're fixing to have in November. It's going to be unprecedented. I'm just telling you guys up front, they are absolutely bent on putting the Wicked Witch of Washington into the White House. A lot of doubles, the W's there. And, you know, and that's what they're doing. That's what they want. They want her in there. Okay. They've had Barry Sorto in there for the last 8 years. Now they want to put somebody else in who's going to just carry this agenda on steroids, and she's the one who's going to do it. They want a one world global government. And it's crazy. Here's another study. New study shows the Roundup herbicide causes antibiotic resistance in bacteria. That's a big deal, guys. Herbicides are used to kill plants. They can be tested for killing bacteria, too, as part of the process of reviewing their approval for use. They've never been tested for other effects on bacteria. This is the first study of its kind in the world. While other substances, such as aspirin, may have been shown to change bacteria's tolerance to antibiotics, herbicides have never been tested. The team at the University of Canterbury investigated what happens to species of disease-causing bacteria when they are exposed to common herbicides such as Roundup. We found that exposure to some very common herbicides can cause bacteria to change their response to antibiotics, making them antibiotic resistant. They become very, very resistant. We saw also increased susceptibility or no effect to the use of the drugs. In other words, the antibiotics that were being used no longer worked. In most cases, we saw increased resistance to even to important clinical antibodies. We were so surprised by what we were seeing, we wanted to be sure it wasn't an artifact of conditions in our laboratory or some type of contamination. So we enlisted fellow researchers at Massey who conducted the same experiments, but without knowing what she was adding to the bacteria. This thing's written very poorly, by the way. She got the same results. The effects found are relevant whether people or animals are exposed to herbicides at the range of concentrations achieved when they're applied. This may include, for example, farm animals and pollinators in rural areas and potentially children and pets. So what they're saying now, the Roundup is making the bacteria resistant to antibiotics. So when you get a bacteria infection, you basically can't treat it with the antibiotics because your body's loaded with Roundup. Guys, this is bad, okay? This is real bad. What do you think about that, Oz?
No, it's horrible, and that's what we've been talking about before. It's why, is one of the reasons why it's been contributing to this with the antibiotic resistance, and nobody can figure out why these antibiotics aren't working anymore, and it makes sense. We see it from what you were just talking about, what all the animals are being fed, what they're being injected with, on, and it keeps growing. All the antibiotic usage keeps going up. All this pesticide, all this stuff keeps going up, 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 and nobody understands what type of negative effect it's going to have. And also, too, once we reach a certain point where this stuff doesn't work at all anymore, all known antibiotics cease to exist or cease to be productive. If we reach that point, man, we're going to have a serious epidemic on our hands as far as fatalities and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, especially what we've already seen with the antibiotic-resistant diseases already. If it gets to that level, it's going to be rough. But again, it's more likely what the globalist plan is, because they want to try and push that and make that happen. That way it's a faster die-off for a lot of individuals if they ever punch the button and push a reset, or the power goes out, or we have an EMP or any type of effect like that. It's going to be catastrophic.
Absolutely. Here's an interesting article by Brogan on depression that'll blow you away by what's going on. It says basically it is time, according to the leaders in the field, to let go of the false narrative and stop looking at drugs and the treatment of depression. The human body interacts in its environment with deep intelligence. Your body creates symptoms for a reason. Depression is a meaningful symptom of a mismatch biologically with lifestyle, poor diet, too much stress, lack of sufficient movement or exercise, depriving ourselves of natural sunlight, exposing ourselves to environmental toxins, too many drugs, inflammation, specific nutrient deficiencies. Wow. Depression is also often an inflammatory condition, a manifestation of irregularities of the body that often start far away from the brain and are not associated with the so-called chemical imbalancers. So she's saying that the triggers that are being caused by the inflammation in the body can actually cause you to become depressed. She also goes on to say that antidepressants have the potential to irreversibly disable the body's natural healing mechanisms. Irreversibly. Now, let me read you what she says. Despite what you've been led to believe, antidepressants have repeatedly been shown in long-term scientific studies to worsen the course of mental illness, to say nothing of the risks of liver damage, bleeding, weight gain, sexual dysfunction, reduced cognitive function, suicide. The dirtiest little secret of all is that antidepressants are among the most difficult drugs to taper off from. We've covered that many times on the show. So much more so than alcohol and opiates. That's absolutely the truth. While you might recall is going through withdrawal, we see medical professionals have been instructed to call it discontinuation syndrome, which can be characterized by fiercely debilitating physical and psychological reactions. Moreover, antidepressants have been a well-established history of causing violent side effects, again, including suicide and homicide. In fact, 5 of the top 10 most violent inducing drugs are antidepressants. Wow, Austin, what do you think about that?
Yeah, we've gone in detail on that before, man. I mean, as far as the antidepressants are serious. I mean, we were just talking earlier about some people we know, you know, that they start going on 3, 4, 5, 6 of these medications, they're not even the same people anymore. Sometimes they can't even finish school. Sometimes they can't even do work anymore. They're completely debilitated. And then we start seeing stuff with these mass shootings, and whether or not that's linked or not, I don't know. But there's definitely a significant issue with a lot of these drugs and the side effects, and especially when you start stacking them together. This article I pulled up earlier today about the CDC now has completely halted the use of the nasal spray flu vaccine. Imagine that. The nasal flu vaccine doesn't work. This is crazy here. An advisory committee of the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention voted against the FluMist nasal spray vaccine for the upcoming flu season due to its extreme ineffectiveness. The CDC's Vaccine Task Force announced that the live vaccine was only 3% effective. The panel vaccine experts stated it had no protective benefit that could be measured, and the general population overall flu vaccine effectiveness was only 49%, which I think is completely skewed because they didn't want to get hammered in this article. The American Academy of Pediatrics had already formally supported the recommendations to halt the use of the nasal flu vaccine. The vote of no confidence in the nasal flu vaccine comes after three seasons of ineffectiveness. And what's crazy is they've been using this stuff for years now. The U.S. sales of the company FluMist that produced it, listen to this, just during the fiscal year of 2015, made $206 million in the U.S. and global sales of $290 million globally from the sale of FluMist, yet it had no measurable effectiveness. And they also stated in 14 to 15 flu season, it showed that neither vaccine worked well against the flu in children ages 2 through 8. This stuff is a total scam. Complete and total scam. I mean, literally had little to no effect at all, especially on kids. Had no effect. 3% effective rate in children. And this stuff was on the market for almost 5 years, bringing in millions and hundreds of millions of dollars until the CDC finally said, oh, maybe we should pull it off the market because it doesn't work at all. I mean, that's crazy to me, Dad, the fact that it even lasted this long. But this, again, shows you why we always tell you, bypass the flu vaccine. It's not something you need. There's too many good supplements you can take, too many ways to keep your health active with, you know, supplementation, nutrition, proper diet, exercise, than taking these stupid vaccine, flu vaccines all the time.
Well, also remember, D3 massively reduces the risks of the flu. D3, vitamin D3, I always take it with K2. We've got a great product. I think it's 10,000 IUs of D with K2. You can take like one every other day or every third day. Have your D levels tested like once a year to make sure you don't go over 70. In addition to that, you can take potassium iodine every day. You take immune support every day. You can take all kinds of other nutrients like astragalus, black seed oil, all of this stuff. You start feeling bad, that'll just knock a lot of stuff out of your system really, really, really fast. Turmeric, there's all kinds of things. Same thing with mild to moderate forms of depressions. As we were talking about the problem with the drugs, you can take cod liver oil, you know, old-fashioned cod liver oil, or the stuff that we have, that really good stuff that tastes like cinnamon. That's delicious stuff, by the way. That's a great product too. You can also take B vitamins that are methylated and activated. And you can also take 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. There are all kinds of natural things. Also, another article I read this weekend, I didn't save it, I wish I would have. You know, when there's actually a spark that occurs when the sperm meets the egg, and the primary cause of that spark is the amount of zinc in the sperm. Now, I'm going to kind of make this real simple. And at the point of conception, there's actually an arc that occurs, a spark, an energy field that's given off when this egg meets the ovum and creates life. And the intensity of that spark and the quality of that embryo depends on the amount of zinc in that sperm. How interesting is that, Austin?
And I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Yeah. And that's why the zinc is so important for guys. If you're trying to, you know, get pregnant with your wife there, you're trying to get your wife pregnant, you've got to have enough zinc, at least 100 milligrams a day, and make sure it's really good zinc, like our stuff we have at Health Masters. And also vitamin E also runs up the libido. And HGH Stimulate also runs up the libido. And then if you want additional stuff to try to increase testosterone levels, you can call Austin up. There's a whole stack that you can use of natural supplements that have been shown clinically to increase testosterone levels. They work extremely well. But guys, it's really easy to maintain libido into your 60s by just taking zinc and E. And if you want to throw the HGH Stimulate in there, it helps you too as far as in the workouts, keeping a good pump when you work out, and also helping to increase lean muscle mass and burn body fat. So yeah, so those are great, great products. And again, don't do this very often, but we have the coupon sale, Freedom 5, and it's on, so we have everything on sale till tomorrow night for the 4th of July sale. And so you guys have no minimums, no maximums. You can do it. Here's an article from the All News Pipeline. This is by Stefan Stanford. Judge Jean rips Hillary to pieces with the entire U.S. justice system now on the close on the brink of compelled plea failure. The end game of tyranny is closer than you think. According to Judge Jean Pirro, as head of the first video below, never before in the history of America have we been at a point where we've arrived, telling us that the person about to become the Democratic nominee for president has been interrogated for 3 hours as part of an ongoing federal criminal investigation into crimes allegedly committed by her. The judge unleashes a barrage of truth and facts that needs to be heard by every Hillary Clinton voter, showing us how the U.S. legal system hangs in the balance with such corruption that has never been seen before, and how much danger of completely impeaching the integrity of the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is in the word impartiality, and see why America itself is in grave danger with the endgame of tyranny closer than ever, represented by Hillary Clinton. You guys need to watch Judge Jean's thing on this. You can see it, you know, and read this whole article on the All News Pipeline. And guys, I tell you what, they're absolutely right. I mean, we have a witch who killed all those boys, directly was responsible for it in Benghazi, didn't care, said right in congressional hearings, what difference does it make? They're dead, who cares, you know? And basically has been involved in so many scams. The fact that this lady is even being considered as an actual candidate for the presidency of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, of course we know it's through the Exchange Stability Fund and the Rothschild boys and the Bilderbergers and those guys who control everything, but she's the figurehead of being the most powerful person in the world, with her husband having slept with thousands of women by his own admission, who is a sexual predator. Really? We didn't get enough of the Clintons back in the 80s, I'm assuming the 90s, in the 80s in Arkansas? I think we've had enough of these guys for the rest of our lives. But apparently, some people don't think so. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sick of them. I'm just ready for Trump to win, not only because I want to see what he can do, but I am just absolutely nauseated with seeing Hillary Clinton's face anymore. It's disgusting, and I'm sick of seeing it, and I'm sick of hearing about it. I just don't want to see it anymore, flat out. I want her to just go away, do whatever she's got to do somewhere else, away from me having to see it. But this goes back to the last week. I saw this earlier for the Rio Olympics. You know, you were talking about how the outdoor swimming activities, they're actually finding raw sewage in the water, which is horrific. If you guys want to hear about that, you can listen to Friday's show. I'm not going to go into detail that. But this is crazy now, guys. At the airport, when they're coming in, the Independent reports, emergency responders. This is what they're holding up, a big, giant sign in the airport. They took a photo of it. It says, emergency responders have a message for travelers arriving to the city just ahead of the $10 billion 2006 Rio Olympics. Welcome to hell. Police and firefighters don't get paid. Whoever comes to Rio de Janeiro will not be safe, the sign reads, end quote. Another sign outside the airport reads, welcome, we don't have hospitals. Welcome to the Brazil Olympics. We just impeached our socialist president and our economy is stinking. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, if this is one of those Olympics you're planning on going to, I would highly suggest you rethink your strategy and figure out if you guys really want to go down there. This is pretty blatant. This wasn't a joke. This wasn't a scam. This wasn't people trying to get media coverage. This is legit protesters that are absolutely sick of what's going on right now, and especially because of the crime. They're legitimately posting this on social media, trying to warn people, if you come down to Rio de Janeiro, you're going to be at your own risk. If the police and firefighters are not getting paid, and you basically are not safe at all coming down there, because you're going to be out of a different country, more than likely American or European, and you will be targeted. So just a heads up to any of our listeners, if you were planning on going down there, make sure you reevaluate it and figure out if that's something you really want to get involved in, because that right there would be enough for me to say, yeah, I'll watch it on TV. It's a lot cheaper.
Well, the ridiculous thing about all of this is you better take a water treatment system with you.
Oh, yeah.
You better take bentonite with you. which is a volcanic clay. Not a volcanic clay. It's like a clay that helps to absorb poisons out of the intestinal tract because you get food poisoning. You better make sure you bring some of your own food and snacks. You need to take, make sure you have potassium iodide with you, that you have vitamin C with you, that you have astragalus with you. You better load up on our whole immune system protocol and bring it down there with you. And it's real important to bring like at least a Brita filter. That way you can actually drop a couple chlorine tabs in the water if you're drinking the water down there, and then run it back through the Brita filter and get it cleaned back out. Make sure you don't have any contaminants in the water supply, especially with the raw sewage that they're having to swim in and deal with down there. I mean, you know, whoever the person was who decided to put an Olympics in a third world country, it's just all back those political payoffs and that money payoffs from the Olympics. I mean, it's been shown that's one of the most corrupt organizations in the world, and who determines where the Olympics are being held, because there's so many billions of dollars at stake and revenue that's being generated by it. So yeah, I would definitely, you know, probably rethink that deal. And quite frankly, make sure you bring plenty of filters for the water. I'm not joking about that. You could bring a distiller with you. That would be ideal. It's a little bit heavy to haul down there, but you could do that and have fresh water made in your room every night. That would be the ideal thing to do, because it's going to boil it, make sure it's bacteria free, and make sure it's distilled in one of our countertop units. Here's another article. Federal government says a farmer broke the law in California again by plowing his own land. Earlier this month, federal court in California ruled that a farmer plowing his land without a permit from the federal government is breaking the law. In 2013, the Army Corps of Engineers, without any notice or due process, ordered the owners of Duarte Nursery to cease the use of their land for allegedly violating the Clean Water Act. The violation? Plowing. The California court agreed with the federal government's action, despite the fact that the CWA, the Clean Water Act, specifically exempts normal agricultural activities like plowing from regulation. The overreaching assertion of federal power is not an isolated incident, especially if you live in California. For decades, the EPA and the Army Corps have aggressively sought to stretch the bounds of the Clean Water Act. When Congress passed the Clean Water Act, the federal government was given a regulatory authority, Gestapo-like authority, navigable waters, which the statute additionally defines as waters of the United States. While the world navigable water may seem to have an obvious meaning to most Americans, body of waters that can be navigated by watercraft, the federal bureaucrats have identified these as terms of as a license for a massive regulatory land grab. And this has been going on and on and on and on. I remember we were up in Missouri a few years ago looking at some property, and there was a bunch of stuff by a dam created lake that the EPA had, the government had come in now and said these guys could no longer even farm or plow anything near these areas. I mean, Austin, it's just more and more. See, these guys, they have to justify their salaries. They've got to come up with these incredibly asinine, stupid laws so they can justify their salaries. I mean, it's like the seizure things they have. They have throw parties on who seizes the most stuff from people who didn't do anything wrong, and because that's how they fund themselves and fund their existence and justify their existence. So I don't know, Austin. I just, you know, the whole thing about it is I'm like you. I just want to see the Kenyan out of the White House. I don't want to see Hillary in the White House. I want to see somebody, at least I can say, well, at least if I voted for him, I did a great job, or I really screwed up. I don't care. I just want to change. I mean, the hope and change that we got from King Barry Sorto was not what we really wanted. And I'll give Trump credit. You know, Trump's the only one on a national scene that called him out about his birth certificate. And they came out with that clearly fake birth certificate after that happened. I mean, clearly fake. And say, oh, this is the birth certificate. You know, they're calling things where they weren't even called back in the 50s and 60s. It was a complete joke. What's your next story, Oz?
Oh, well, one thing I wanted to address, too, from last week, you know, we were talking about, we kind of touched on it, that Apple had that patent granted for the infrared signals that basically are going to start being able to disable your cameras and your photos, you know, all in the guise of, oh, they want to stop illegal recording at concerts and stuff like that. And we talked about it. And I want to just give you guys, you know, a backup, because so many people now that I know of are recording incidents is when they get involved with law enforcement and stuff like that. They're immediately recording them on their phones. And so I highly suggest, guys, if you know people that are coming in incidences like that, if you're in a state that has really, really serious police state presence, that you get a secondary recording device, because from the research that I read this weekend, this is about to becoming much more mainstream than everybody realizes. They've been working on this software since 2011, and apparently they're getting ready to try and implement it all across the board, not just with Apple. They want to start doing it with all the phones in general. And it's, like I said, it is like that, and I said, it does not have anything to do with illegal recording of concerts. That's complete and total bogus. They want to be able to stop you and not have you be able to record anything. They're going to start putting them on police cars. They're going to start putting them outside of any type of federal buildings. They'll start putting them outside of any type of areas, protest areas, where there's going to be individuals that they're bringing in, like we saw out in California and like some of the Trump rallies. They don't want you recording what's going on. They'll start putting up these infrared signals that disable your camera on your phone. I talked about it in detail on Friday, but I just want to give you guys a heads up. It'd be a good idea, and I think I'm going to look into it. You see some of the small micro cameras, the size of like voice recorders, video recorders, stuff like that. That's something that I think would be really beneficial to have in the future, because I have a feeling it's not going to be very long. That it doesn't matter where you go or what you do, they're going to be able to disable your video cameras and your phone and your photographs on your phone whenever they want to with this type of technology. It's getting really aggressive really fast. So I kind of wanted to bring that up and give you guys another heads up, because we didn't go into detail on it too much on Friday.
Well, you know, all we can do is tell you guys what's going on. I mean, we can't change it. I mean, all we can do is warn you. I mean, you know, the fact that, you know, they're allowing alternative news to be out there still is a giant thorn in their collective sides. And see, we're just trying to tell you the truth. And, you know, kind of unrestricted, unfettered, unpolished. I can't say we're either one of us are polished with this. but I mean, we're not some talking head that's, you know, been trained to try to mesmerize you. We're not doing that, okay? We're not your anchors that are your evening news that basically can tell you all kinds of nonsense and everybody believes it. We don't do that. We just tell you the truth. Now, you either like us or you don't. I can't help much of that. And we hope you like us, and thank you for supporting Health Masters. And by the way, I want to thank you guys again. You guys, a bunch of you guys ordered multiple vitamins this weekend, because I thanked you guys for doing that on Friday. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. You know, if everybody listening just ordered a bottle of vitamins, $25, bottle of multivitamins, you know, and just tried them, okay? Money back guarantee. You don't like them in 30 days, you can send them back to us. You know, now they're 5% off on top of everything else. Guys, it just supports us, and it supports the cost of the show. Now, here's another interesting article. Healthmasters.com, Freedom 5. Two nuclear leaks in the United States. One is likely worse than Fukushima. I'd have to see the statistics to believe that. The first one they're talking about is the Indian Point plant, which is located upriver from New York City. And it's a serious threat to the whole region. According to a watchdog group, Riverkeeper, it's a disaster waiting to happen. It should be shut down. Paul Galley, the president of Riverkeeper, told CBS News, Indian Point has been operating for around 40 years and generates about 25% of the power for Westchester and New York City. That's why they can't shut it down. The plant owned by Entergy is leaking tritium. I mean, okay, that's bad. Three of the 40 Indian Point wells showed an increase in radioactive material, and one of the wells showed a 65,000% increase. Entergy states that this leak will not harm local inhabitants. Why do they say stuff like that? I mean, they think, okay, we're all going to drink a bunch of radioactive garbage and it's not going to affect us. As the groundwater is located on their property. Okay, whatever. The water doesn't move around. In the second video, you'll learn at the University of Miami, we found out that the Turkey Power Creek plant located just north to south of Miami, we've talked about this one already, has also increased massively on levels of tritium. Okay, to Biscayne Bay, 200 times higher than normal levels. Turkey Point is not the only leaky plant in America. Last month, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged that the state's Indian Point nuclear facility was leaking tritium into the groundwater. Why don't they just shut it down? That's what I don't get. I don't get this. The Vermont, like you of course, Feeding New York, the Vermont Department of Health has noted ongoing investigations of the leaks at the Vermont Yankee plant since 2010, while the New York's Fitzpatrick plant has been plagued by water leaks. The University of Miami has found that the Turkey Point power plant, located just south of Miami, has caused Biscayne Bay to massively speak with tritium. The site's cooling canals, which are part of the facility that appear to be leaking the radiation, are currently permitted to operate at 104 degrees, the hottest in the nation. Probably because it's so stinking hot out here. I mean, it's like 98 degrees here. You walk outside here now, guys. Don't come to Florida. Trust us on this. It's like getting hit in the face with a bucket of hot water. It's I don't even know why people go to theme parks this time of the year. It's just awful. What do you think about these plants leaking? Of course, there are other plants all over the country that are leaking. They know that. Now they're telling us they won't hurt you and that the radiation is good for you. Okay, why don't you tell the Pacific Ocean that, but that with Fukushima. What do you think, Oz?
Well, there's definitely some type of agenda, either monetary-based or some type of exaggerated pollution agenda that they're trying to promote, as we see with Fukushima, because we see the same thing going down there in Miami with the plant down there leaking into the bay. And this stuff is going to have a seriously significant harmful effect on the entire environment and the population over the next 5 to 10 years. And the problem with the radiation is, like you were talking a bit earlier, is the side effects from it aren't really, it's not something, you know, oh, I got exposed to a little bit of radiation today, my face is going to melt off, my teeth fall out. This is stuff that really occurs and continues from generation to generation and long term. And that's the issue with it, is a lot of people are kind of like, oh, it's a little bit of radiation, it's not really going to hurt me right now. But then when we start having deformed babies and people that are having cancer by 70, 80, 90% of the population of those areas in the next 20 to 30 years, everybody's going to go, man, I really wish we would have made an effort to try and stop these leaking plants. So I don't know. We've talked about it before, and I'm really not sure why they're not actively trying to do something more significant than just letting them leak. I mean, I understand there's probably a lot to it as far as the way they're operating and just can't just shut them down. But my goodness, man, telling people that it's okay, don't worry about the radioactive tritium in your drinking water, just look the other way, make sure you take your fluoride pill and your antidepressant and everything else. Just keep going, don't worry about it. I don't know, man, it's pretty odd.
Well, our listeners have pulled their fluoride IV out a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they've had enough of it. Guys, thank you. I hope you enjoyed us being with you on the 4th. Hope you had a chance to listen to us. I hope you were actually there. I hope we weren't doing a show for ourselves today. But you can hear it on the archives anyhow. But we love you guys. We appreciate you. Thanks for supporting HealthMasters.com. Remember, Freedom5 is the code through tomorrow night. 5% off everything at HealthMasters. Go ahead and close, Austin, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys. Have a safe 4th of July. Again, remember why we're celebrating this Independence Day. Hopefully we'll have many more to celebrate. And also, too, be very careful if you're using large explosive fireworks. I said that also on Friday. They're not a joke. Some of these are very, very serious, so use precautions with them. You guys have a safe, blessed night. We'll be on again with you guys tomorrow, July 5th. Good night.